Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 10 and verse 12. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest, dedicated to the Lord your God. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Here are the first two positive commandments. The previous three declared that we shouldn't put any other gods in front of the true God, shouldn't make idols, and shouldn't blaspheme. Having established those foundational principles, we're given positive guidance on how to build a secure, God-focused society. The first is by ordering our time properly. The second is through building strong families. Respect for the Sabbath is far more important than merely having a day off each week. That is undoubtedly a wise and healthy thing to do. But the principal reason for respecting the Sabbath is that by doing so, we put God in his rightful place. The Sabbath day is dedicated to the Lord. It's a day when we worship him together and declare his greatness and power. And through it, we are refreshed and strengthened in our faith for the other 6 days of the week. God has given us plenty of time to do our work. And the seventh day enables us to refocus our lives on God and on the things that matter most. The Jewish celebration of Sabbath is an intensely family occasion, so it isn't surprising that the next foundational commandment was one concerning parents. Honouring parents is so crucial that God declared that if the people obeyed it, they would live a long and full life. Everything hinges on the family. In days when families are dispersed and rarely see one another, this is a challenge, but this does nothing to erase the importance of the commandment. It's been widely observed that God didn't give 10 suggestions, but 10 commandments. We disobey any of them at our peril. Ordering our time and our family life in a godly way are not options, but absolute necessities. So here's a question. In what ways do your Sabbath days help you to refocus on God? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you for the gift of the Sabbath and of the gift of our families. Help us to treasure them more and more. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.